Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you get the best quality meat. So let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
No case is black and white, but some cases are so gray, it's difficult to understand how a solution will be reached. On July 25th, 2013, a man took his life just days before his history-making trial was to begin. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. To understand the complexities of today's story, you need to understand a few facts about South Africa. In addition to having one of the highest rates of sexual violence in the world, with about 64,000 cases being reported to police over the course of a year, 25,000 of which were assaults on children, it also has the largest HIV-positive population. About 5.5 million people, 17% of citizens between 15 and 49, have been diagnosed with this potentially deadly disease. And because of this, it's hard to find someone living in South Africa who hasn't been touched by HIV in one way or another, be it them personally or someone they loved. Because of all of this, and in an effort to curb the spread of the virus, many believe that a person knowingly engaging in actions that can transmit the disease should face legal consequences. But in spite of numerous campaigns, the actions of deliberately infecting someone with HIV has yet to be made into an offense due in large part to the difficulty in proving a person was negative prior to their encounter or that their infection was caused by the person being charged. Enter Sifiso Makubo, a man who knew his HIV diagnosis and was still one of South Africa's worst serial rapists. Active between January of 2006 and February of 2011, Sifiso raped at least 35 children and two women, his youngest victim being just 10 years old, and amassed about 183 witnesses between victims, hospital staff, HIV specialists, and criminal psychology specialists. Sifiso Makubo was, at the time of his attacks, on parole after serving just 8 years of a 15-year sentence for the 1997 rape of a young girl, and, a month after his release, began his attacks on young girls in Thokoza, Vosloorus, Cattle Hong, and Bracken Downs. Unfortunately, because the DNA system changed between 1997 and 1998, investigators were unable to compare the DNA from his first rape, the one he was convicted for, and the rapes that seemed to be piling up all over South Africa. So, for a bit, they thought that this was a new rapist prowling their townships, not one that they already knew about and that the system had let walk freely away from his prison sentence. That was until 2011, when the attacks started to intensify and, between the 33 DNA samples they had already collected and the witness statements, police started to get a pretty concrete picture of who their attacker was. Knowing who he was and what he was doing, police tried to catch the dangerous man a number of times, but were unsuccessful until February of 2012, after one of his past victims spotted him in Kathoris, just east of Johannesburg and just meters away from where he kidnapped her 2 years prior. He was arrested and charged with 121 counts of rape, kidnapping, robbery, and both attempted murder and murder through HIV infection. Knowing this was going to be a hard case to win, prosecutors posited that when Sifiso Makubo knowingly raped his victims despite his HIV status, he was, in effect, signing their death warrant and should be convicted as such. Of course, his lawyer believed he was wrongly accused of 118 of the charges against him and was confident that he could get his client acquitted. Unfortunately, this landmark case would never see its historic end. After his initial court appearance on July 22, 2013, and just hours before his next, 42-year-old Sifiso Makubo, the worst-known serial rapist in South Africa, was found hanged with a blanket inside of his jail cell on July 25, 2013. Robbing his victims of the justice they so deserved and answers to questions like why did he rob their children of their innocence and how a convicted sexual predator could be paroled. Out of 35 of his victims, 7 have developed the AIDS virus. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear what terrible thing happened on July 26th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.